Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm in studio. Back in Central Texas, it is Friday, the 25th day of November, 2011, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We're going to have one of our in-house reporters and researchers, and Ron Paul activist Richard Reeves, in studio in an hour and a half from now, about 10, 15 minutes, to talk about the fact that Ron Paul's surging into number one or number two place in every major poll, but the media continues to try to ignore that, the so-called media, and some strategies that can hopefully make sure he wins Iowa, the Iowa caucus, because that's an old-fashioned raise-your-hand type situation. Very hard for the establishment criminals to steal that. So we are going to be breaking all of that down today. Of course, we didn't have him on last Friday, so we'll have a lot to talk about. Bob Chapman on the MF Global, the Euro-controlled meltdown, and more. It's all coming up. We have the normal beatings and pepper sprayings and attacks as people run around savagely trying to get discounts on Chinese slave goods, deindustrialization goods, on Black Friday. I'd like to hear your Black Friday stories. All I know is there's a lot more traffic and people running around like fools trying to get big discounts. So we'll be breaking that down today. Also, it was 400 million, then 600, 700 million, then a billion, then 1.2 billion, then more than 1.2 billion. Now there's 3 billion missing, according to Reuters, from MF Global. And it's people's private accounts. And nobody's going to get in trouble because this is the new system where they take everything. And after all, it's not Black Friday. It's not UT versus A&M last night. So why does it even matter? It doesn't matter if we have an economy. Got something in my eye. That was for talking bad about UT. I got something in my eye. I had family over for Thanksgiving last night. And sure, it was a good game to sit there and watch simulated combat. One team soldiers running out of the pit as gladiators, the others running out, and all the different generals on the sidelines and the young maidens in waiting cheering them on, all of it archetypal iconography. All a simulation of manhood and tribal war, a gelded, castrated population, devoid of thought or freedom or liberty, replacing it all with poison culture, poison food, poison water, poison souls, a rotting corpses of a society who believes there's nothing more wholesome than empty tyranny. So that is all coming up today. We also have an interesting little tidbit here. Tokyo Electric Power is following what Monsanto has said in court, that when Monsanto plants a crop that infects your crops, not only do they not have liability, you have the liability. You have the liability. You have trespassed on them, even though they trespassed on you. And why? Because they say so. Just like our media says torture is good and open borders is good. And people that don't like world government are bad because world government exists, but it also doesn't exist when the media says so. Well, now they're saying that they don't have liability for radiation released from their reactors on your property or even spent fuel rods that blasted up to 2 miles away on other people's property. In fact, you now own it and you're radiating everyone and you're liable. And the courts, of course, are ruling absolutely. If fuel rods shot onto your property, you're bad. And because they said so. Don't be a conspiracy theorist. Accept it. Accept it. And top people in England are saying basically that pedophiles should be able to take care of children. Yes, I'm not kidding. That's coming up as well. We'll be right back.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I am back in the saddle again, back here at home base. That's Central Texas, deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. We're going to be live on the air here for at least the next 3 hours. And then, of course, there's InfoWars Nightly News this evening, 7 o'clock. I want to give the number out here in a moment to talk about any issue you wish to discuss. But first, I do want to mention just some of the news that's going to be coming up throughout the broadcast today. But I've literally probably got more than 200 articles here in front of me. And a lot of this I've read over. Some of this I haven't even gotten to yet. I was looking up on screen about a minute before we went into this segment, and I saw on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com the headline, Green Debacle, Tens of Thousands of Abandoned Wind Turbines Now Litter American Landscape. And it's funny because I have footage of this driving out west. I drove through New Mexico into Arizona and then into southern Utah and then back. And all along the way, in Texas and other states, I would see wind turbines, the big giant ones, off on the horizon, not turning, even when there was wind. And then I'd drive a few more miles and see wind turbines that were turning when there was wind. Some days, such high wind, the RV was almost blowing off the road. I'm talking like 50-mile-an-hour winds. And then I was going to do some investigating into this when I got back, and I shot some footage of it, and I was going to do a nightly news report. But voila, November 24th, yesterday, Thanksgiving, Natural News, Jonathan Benson, green debacle, tens of thousands of abandoned wind turbines now litter American landscape. And it says that 14,000 of them, more than that, and has links to all the government documents, have been abandoned because it was government programs. They would just build them, not even service them, get the government handout. That's why in Spain they said it took at least 2 jobs on top of the money it cost away from the economy to build a wind turbine. And then they never can transfer the power properly. You need to build power plants near cities because you lose a lot of the power as you transmit it down the major lines. So they've got these in England and Europe and the United States and Canada, way off the middle of nowhere on mountain ridges, and then they're supposed to, or on the Texas coast, and I've seen them sitting idle on the Texas coast because it's just like all these other big energy companies where they build green buildings and then just never even hire anybody. It's just all a big scam, all a big insider deal where Al Gore and the Rothschilds and Rockefellers and Clinton and Obama are all heavily invested. It's a bunch of gangsters. Literal beacons of the green energy movement, giant wind turbines have been one of the renewable energy sources of choice for the U.S. government, which has spent billions of taxpayer dollars subsidizing the construction and use across the country. But high maintenance costs, high rates of failure, and fluctuating weather conditions that affect energy production render wind turbines expensive and inefficient, which is why more than 14,000 of them or more have since been abandoned. And then it goes through all of it. Now, again, here's my frustration. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, give me a document cam shot. No exaggeration. I bet if I count these articles, there are more than 200 of them on my desk, and each one is more insane than the next. I mean, look at this one. Sex offenders, including pedophiles, should be allowed to adopt. Top advisors to the government are saying in England. I mean, you can't make that up. Tokyo Electric is saying it's your fault if their radiation got on your property and that you're basically trespassing on the radiation. Can't, that's out of mainstream news in Japan. Cannot make it up. Bonkers, cuckoo, nutcase. But the judges in Japan and here are all under globalist system. It's all standardized. And they're going to, just like Monsanto, infect your crops. You have proof you bought your non-GMO seeds. They infect your crops. They find 1% of their genetics in your crops. And then they sue you for them contaminating you. This would be like if I broke in your house while you were out of town for a month and put 10 dogs in there to go to the bathroom all over the floor. And I fed them 100 gallons of hamburger helper. And you come back home and there's just urine and feces all, knee deep. And then I sue you for trespassing against me when I broke in your house and put 20, 30, 50, 100 dogs in there, force-feeding them hamburger meat. Except that's just something that screws your house up. You got to clean up. This is genetic garbage designed to sterilize us and give us cancer. In all the documents on all, just type in GMO linked to cancer birth defects. You'll just have hundreds of studies out the wazoo going back 30 years. And here they say, TEPCO, radioactive substances belong to landowners, not us. But if you actually read the full article, they're spinning it. During court proceedings concerning a radioactive golf course, Tokyo Electric Power stunned lawyers by saying the utility was not responsible for decontamination because it no longer owned the radioactive substances. Now, under common law, it goes back to the Bible, if your ox gets out and gores somebody, your big work cow, your cow that pulls trailers, gets out and runs over somebody's kid and kills him, off your property, you are 100% responsible. And it's like that in every culture. They just say, no, and my ox jumped out of the pen and got mad and ran over and killed your wife or husband or child, whatever. We just don't. But then they go further, and they're saying, now you're going to have to clean it up, and you've got the liability. So it's not even as bad. It's totally insane. It goes against logic. But official media said so, governments, corporations. It's not as bad as Monsanto because then they actually come in and then say you've stolen their property. But it's pretty darn close. Oh, here's another one. ACLU. Senators demand military lockup for Americans in battlefield defined as outside your window. And yes, the new battlefield for killing Americans without courts, arresting Americans, the military tribunals, is anywhere in the U.S., anywhere in the world. And that Americans can be arrested and held without charge or trial. Just the complete martial law. I've got that report, and it's got quotes from Ron Paul in here. But hey, does the average American care about this? The average American concerned about that? No. No, the average American is concerned about getting a discount and I guess getting their paycheck and getting out and buying some Chinese slave goods that break the first time you get it out of the box on average. They're obsessed with running out and getting into deeper debt or whatever the case is. They're not worried about cancer tripling and diabetes tripling in the last few decades. They're not worried about all the new wars. They're not worried about the hypocrisy, the Arab League meeting in Cairo, while Western-backed military system machine guns crowds and puts in Sharia law. They're meeting there to discuss human rights abuses in Syria that, if they are going on, are minimal compared to Egypt. They're not worried about that. The Arab League is there saying, yes, we want military action, and the Russians have got warships off the coast to defend, and then the United States has got an aircraft carrier. They're getting ready to put a peaceful, remember those, non-military, no-fly zone. That means bombing the whole country. And then when they put the Al-Qaeda rebels in, as they did in Libya, literally flying the Al-Qaeda flag, they'll call it humanitarian. Humanitarian. Humanitarian, that they've got 7,000 people at least admitted in a concentration camps, and they're systematically murdering people. More than 40,000. No, it's peaceful and humanitarian that this is happening. I mean, I'm living in 1984, and there's all these news articles I've got about where the government's openly calling for censorship of talk radio, demonizing yours truly for influencing the White House shooter who thought he was Jesus. They're really gearing up to take everything. And I sat there with family last night at my house for Thanksgiving. Like, we had it at my house. It was fun. And I even enjoyed watching the football game. 2 seconds left, UT field goal. Oh, a movie finish, a photo finish. And I sat there and I watched people having a tribal victory of satisfaction that UT had defeated the A&M hordes festooned in their military regalia. But the New World Order was still there. The GMOing of the food was still there. The cancer viruses and the vaccine was still there. And I knew all the archetypes, the home team's army running out of the gladiatorial underground base out to face the enemy, the young maidens out there presenting themselves to the warriors, the maidens will be handed to the young men that defeat the foreign tribe. That's one tribe on one side, the other tribe on the other. University of Texas in the enemy's camp, behind enemy lines, all of its systematic social engineering, archetypal iconography, total programming, intermixed with advertisements and brainwashing and all the rest of it. The last rivalry in 115 years. Why am I not concerned with it? Why? Something's wrong with me, you see. I'm not a man. I shouldn't be concerned about the end of America, the end of the dollar, the attack on the family, World War III being engineered. Because after all, I was given a football game. I shouldn't be concerned with all the police state things I saw while I traveled the country that just stunned me, worse than I even thought. I shouldn't be concerned. Oh, MF Global was 400 million, 600 million, 700 million, a billion, 1.2 billion, more than 1.2 billion. Today, Reuters says it's 3 billion of people's private accounts stolen, and you're not getting them back. Ha 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 ha. A new precedent, and so what? That doesn't matter if they take people's private bank accounts or brokerage accounts. After all, Case McCoy defeated the tribe that was wearing purple. The prunes, or whatever the other team's called. Again, I shouldn't be concerned by this false reality scientifically set up to manipulate our tribal primitive instincts. Everything the globalists engage in, I study it. Every move they make. And when I look at the general public, on average, who is completely unconscious of the fact that they're being bombarded with propaganda, that they're being physically poisoned, those aren't just words. You're being assaulted. And it's a mind game, though. If somebody's dog starts digging holes in your yard, to go back to the dog analogies, most people will get angry, especially if they learn that the neighbor knows their dog is doing that and doesn't care. And if you said something to your neighbor about it nicely, hey, Bill, your dog's digging holes in my yard and digging out my plants and killing them. And if the neighbor said, well, Bob, I don't care. Get out of my face. Got a problem? You, even if you were a nice guy, would have to control yourself not to get in a fist fight. Hey, but the scientists genetically engineered the major food crops to absolutely screw up your endocrine systems, to reduce your fertility. The documents are public. We've published them. We've written articles about it. And you tell the average person that, they're like, yeah, right. Okay, well, everybody knows the government's doing stuff. What are you going to do about it? You see, that's what it is. You feel powerless. The globalists are masters of psychology. And they have learned how humans tick and how humans operate, cold-bloodedly. And that's what frustrates me, because, yes, it's sophisticated, but when you're aware of it, you still have your instincts, you're still who you are, but those instincts were designed for another system, a primitive system, where humans were in groups of no bigger than 20 or 30. And now we're in this false technological system that was designed. Technology was focused for hundreds of years in certain ways to control populations. And now it's been brought to a high science. The problem is you reap what you sow. There is a feedback loop. And as hard as the ruling class social engineers, the human architects, as hard as they try to stay out of their own system, it is blowing back on them so bad. And that's the parable. We see the parable everywhere. Emperor Palpatine, Revenge of the Sith, tries to fry somebody, and it blasts back on him. That's in every major archetype. And that's basically what the elite are doing. And I'm watching humanity mutate and fall apart and become stunted right in front of my eyes. And I talk to the general public, and they're in a trance. Oh, they may even go, yeah, Alex, you're right about the New World Order. Now, will you please stop talking about it? The game is about to begin. The game, I mean, I should be 24-7 climbing up on top of billboards, spray painting messages of liberty. I'm not saying do that. But you know, I should be doing, and you should be doing, bullhorning on street corners, going to city council every week, running for office, clawing at every point you can to get the word out. I mean, I've talked a lot about this, but the fact that now, when Chernobyl happened in 86, for 6 months, they wouldn't let the children in Europe, northern, southern, eastern, you name it, drink the local milk or eat local vegetables. They had to be thrown away because they knew that that was where it was raining down on and then bioaccumulating in it. And they didn't want the children getting massive increases in leukemias and other cancers directly connected to radioactive isotopes from meltdowns. Today, similar, in some cases, higher levels are hitting the United States, much higher levels in Japan. And the same thing in Japan. They're not stopping the milk, the produce. They're just saying, eat it. And here they're just saying, eat it. Okay, levels went up from Connecticut to Colorado to California. We don't care. We don't care, just we're going to raise the levels of what's safe. I know I talk a lot about that, but it's a fundamental change. It's like the common sense, life preservation, public safety, life force switch has been flipped off. The globalists flipped it off in the general public to a great extent. But they've now flipped it off in themselves because there's no way the globalists are immune from this. And then you read their writings, a lot of the higher level ones are actually conscious of that, and they say, yes, the goal is to kill everything. We just want to kill. We just want to kill humanity. And then you find out you're literally dealing with demon-possessed. All right, I'm going to give you the toll-free number. We're going to take your calls while we go through the news. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We will get you up and on the air. Here's another article out of the literally 200-plus I have here. Criminals and cyberbullies to be banned from the web, London Telegraph. Well, thank goodness criminals and cyberbullies will be banned. But worldwide, under the same standardized plan, they've introduced similar legislation here. If you ever say something bad about someone, including a corrupt dirtbag politician, well, there's no free speech. If you hurt someone's feelings, then you will be fined or arrested. They already do this in Europe, and now it's coming here. Criminals who commit offenses online, but it'll all be selectively enforced, of course, and cyberbullies will be banned from the internet as part of the government's new cybersecurity strategy announced today. Now, how do they ban you from the internet? Oh, what's been built in for, what, 5 years and all the Microsoft systems? An internet ID. It's just waiting to be implemented, and thumbprinting and digital face scanning to access the web to authenticate that you're allowed to be online. They also are talking about using voice print. You know about different programs, why if you try to upload some music to YouTube that you don't own, within seconds of it going live, it's already been scanned by the software that recognizes it and knows what song it is. It's voice print. And now they're moving to voice print. And Lieberman's back in the news, calling for censorship of the internet. It calls for police and courts to make more use of existing cyber sanctions to restrict access to social networks and instant messaging services in case of hacking, fraud, and online bullying. Sex offenders and those convicted of harassment and other antisocial behavior also face more internet restrictions under the new strategy. The new strategy, yes. Oh, but here's another article out of the same Telegraph. Sex offenders, including pedophiles, should be allowed to adopt. That's right. And it says that the government is being advised in the new vetting scheme that, well, let pedophiles adopt children. Let sex offenders be teachers. Come on, they've got rights too. That's right. And you're a bigot. You're a bigot if you don't like Jerry Sandusky. You listen to that interview he did. The reporter asked him, he says, well, are you attracted to children? He's like, well, I don't know. In fact, we should play that later, Jerry. I meant to play that last week and never did. We ought to queue up that creep. And, of course, the reporter who 6 months ago forced all this out in the paper locally is saying, oh, yeah, this goes into children being brought through this system, through the second mile and other systems, to donors. Of course. Who else but this type of garbage would come up with this? Who else but these people? The system is run by very sick freaks at the top. And then they've got a whole army of mercenaries and compartmentalized phony tough who only want power. And you know what? The God of this world is going to give it to them. Especially when those of us that love good and recognize good stand down and do nothing. I talked about it while I was out of town. The corrupt system is opening the gates of hell. Let me get to these articles and I'll go to your calls and I'm going to come back and go through the rest of it. But, you know, I don't even think I'm going to cover this today. This is what I got at the Grand Canyon because I unpacked a lot of stuff and this morning I was in a hurry and I couldn't find a big stack of newspapers and things that I had picked up along the way. It seemed like everywhere I'd go, I'd walk into a gas station in northern New Mexico and there'd be the local paper. And it would say, Girls Night Out. The female, all-female police units set up checkpoints on highways and search cars. And so I said to Richard Reeves in the gas station who was with me while we're standing in line, two or three people in front of us, I said, look at this. Look at this checkpoint. Look how it's all women, how they play men off against women and this compartmentalization. And there's a Navajo woman behind the counter. Because it seems like in Navajo country, I mean, I know that women run things, but it seems like also women are pretty much the ones at work. It was just always, everywhere I went, grocery stores, you name it, Navajo women. Security guards, behind the counter, everywhere, Navajo women. And she heard me, she goes, that's right, you'd be surprised what women can get done. And I went, oh, I know that. Is that the Navajo culture where women run things? She goes, yes, it is. And then I saw her with a guy buying beer in front of me. The guy looked like he was 45, construction worker. I saw her take his driver's license, scan it, and then say, be careful out there. And I went, oh, you're making sure, you know, he's bad buying beer, you're making sure. And she was like, you know, got all upset with me. And I said, so you enjoy the system. You like this in the newspaper right here. This was a whole case of them right there. And I said, you know, you like this. She's like, yeah, I do. I'm like, you like all the power the state gives you. You like minding everybody, don't you? And I kind of just shut up there. And she goes, you be careful out there driving. And I said, I will. But I didn't want to go into the whole thing of anthropology, sociology, psychology. I didn't go into, did you know there's Roman manuals from 1800 years ago that were used all over the Caribbean for slavery, both of the natives and blacks that were shipped in, and how they would take the women and set them up over the men as the minders? Do you know about that? I didn't dare. I just looked at her and I said, the New World Order that you're empowering is what's destroyed your people and was going to destroy everybody else. And I turned to the crowd. It was a packed gas station. I turned to the whole crowd and I said, this system is going to destroy you. And I said, if you can't recognize it, you deserve to be destroyed. And I looked at her and I said, you will be judged for serving this system, as we all will be. See, it's time to let people know you will be judged. You have opened the gates of hell. And she was shaking when I left, and that's good, because I have the light of truth, and any who seek it will have it. I choose reality and not weakness, and I spit this modern world out of my mouth and all the evil. I repent for my wickedness. And I'm as wicked as the day is long. That's why God has chosen me and many other men who've been wicked. Because we can see and we truly know the bitter burden of evil. And I want no part of it. Ever. All of us are unbelievably evil. And I want no part of it. And it's recognizing evil from good that is the beginning. Goodness is success and beauty and health and creativity and blessing so incredible you can't handle it. Evil is twisted, stunted, crippled, painful, blinded, humiliated, freezing, desperate, stinking, hurt. It's rubble. It's torn down cities. It's starving children. It's the smell of rotten flesh. It's the evil control freaks turned loose to run over all of us forever. And I will have no part of it. I will have no part of it. Everywhere I went, it was police state. Every newspaper, every magazine, every system. I walk into the Grand Canyon, every restaurant we went to, whether it was a little cafeteria or the fancy old lodge. The Grand Canyon book. Or give me a document cam shot, please, here. Here's a great idea. Become a Grand Canyon National Park Junior Ranger. This is a thick book. It's full of little jewels. And I went to multiple gift shops to buy my children some children's clothes. And they had literally, in these gift shops, in some cases, hundreds of different variants of adult clothing. But nothing for children, but three different variants for boys and girls, so six total, of Junior Ranger Little Hitler youth outfits. And, of course, the Forest Service people and park rangers, they acted pretty thuggish. Had a few run-ins with them for no reason. Saw them bossing others around for no reason. Anti-human lectures endlessly. And it says here, complete this booklet, and it's pretty thick, and bring it into them, and they'll give you a badge. And then, of course, when you get there, it also gives you a discount if you fill it out on coupons to get the Little Hitler youth outfit. This is the Grand Canyon activity book, and it tells you in here how to spy on your parents, only in America and East Germany, and how to not take hot baths, and how to tell your parents how to, you know, tattle on them if they don't turn the lights off in their hotel room. It's better to laugh than to cry, isn't it? And as they infect our crops worldwide with death, then they have their courts come in when they sue you and rule against you, when they infect you. When their radiation gets on your property, it's your problem they infected you. The whole law of common sense, of organic galactic law,
turned on its head, where evil has all rights and good is an enemy to be hunted down and exterminated. Where the parents are to be overthrown. Where the men are to be overthrown. Where our women are servants dependent on the states. Where the men are disaffected, frozen in an addled youth state of arrested development. Where our children are completely given over to the state and the chemicals and the brainwashing and the commercialism and the soulless video games. With a simulated murder and rapine endlessly stacked upon evil. Unmitigated, unparalleled, volcanic, tectonic eruptions of pain and suffering and curses. Absolute hell on earth just waiting to roll out. You think these dungeon doors that have flown open to release evil? The simpering vipers turned loose on our world are only the beginning. Are only the cannon fodder of the true evils that are going to be visited upon us. And if the establishment media doesn't say something's important, it isn't covered. Or if it is, it's in the back of the news. As I told you 2 days ago, as I told you on Tuesday, first it was 600 million, on and on and on, 1.2 billion, more than 1.2 billion. Oh, today, Reuters is reporting that anger mounts as MF Global clients see 3 billion still stuck. And they're saying some people will get their money back, but most will not get their money back. Because the bankruptcy trustee, regulators, and exchanges have had no comment on the missing funds in weeks and have given no information as to how much cash they are retaining, customers are left guessing exactly how much might end up in the creditors' process of the bankruptcy. Well, you know why. The head of the CFTC is invested in all this with the Corzine. But I better not call Corzine a criminal. They might revoke my internet privileges. Because everything's a privilege. To own a gun, to have a right to life, to have a right to your own property is a privilege. To travel is a privilege. Of course, none of it's a privilege, but the system says so. And so the little enforcers who would have no future but to be a little boss, a little toady of the system, every authoritarian society hires sociopaths and thugs. And that conversion is now happening. The wedge of totalitarianism firmly driven. And they're just saying, hey, here's another article out of the Independent. What price new democracy? Goldman Sachs conquers Europe. And it goes on to say Goldman Sachs now runs Europe. The very group that engineered the collapse. And see, it's so naked. It's so brazen. It's so waddling. Just out in the open. But you look at the public, you try to talk to a man, say a 50-year-old insurance salesman who makes $300,000 a year, and they think if you warn them about this, they think you're showing off. See, if the American people, they like to sit around and talk about sports and show off to each other, how many team members they know, how many plays they know. And so if you try to warn them about something, hey, are you concerned about this? What do you think we ought to do? Oh, you're showing off about finance stuff. No. I'm trying to warn you. What do you think we ought to do? It's like I'm at the Grand Canyon and we're about to leave. And I go, let's go find that visitor center on the southeast rim. Because that's where they had the UN sign where they threatened to arrest me a few years, 14 years ago. So I go there. They've torn down the old visitor center. They got this giant one there now. Nobody's around. There's like 10 people inside. There's like two or three walking by every 5 minutes outside. So I get my iPhone out and I start shooting a video of the plaque that they've got off on the side of the building saying it's UN takeover. And I'm just really quietly over there talking. And I hear an old guy come up behind me and he goes, what's he talking about? He says, slaves don't talk in America. It's weird to see somebody talking. I mean, talking's not patriotic. And he goes, hold on, I'll be in there in a minute, to his wife. I'll find out with this guy. As soon as he's done talking. Video's up on Infowars.com. As soon as he's done talking, I'm going to take a photo of this. He didn't like the fact I was talking. Because he heard I was talking about America being taken over by foreign banks and the UN. And he had like American flags and veteran stuff all over it. And to him, it's anti-patriotic to say America's in trouble. I need to just watch football and wear American flags. I bet if I'd have said to him, how about them Cowboys? He'd looked at me like I was a good American. But because I actually know that's been handed over in receivership, like the Greek islands, that was wrong. And I was bad. Yeah, I'm wound up and I'm in a nasty mood because I want people to start recognizing corruption and evil for what it is and taking it on. Because evil will grow and take over, and you'll get a Nazi Germany, a Soviet Russia, a communist China. I mean, that's the norm. And I'm freaked out, folks, because the globalists have said that's what they're setting up, is a high-tech, authoritarian, anti-human system. And so imagine if you were in 1937 Germany and knew what was going on and were over here trying to warn people in America and nobody would help you. That happened. People knew what the Soviets were doing in the 20s and 30s, but he was called Uncle Joe Stalin on our news. He'd already killed tens of millions of people. He'd already killed more people than Hitler had, Lenin, and then Stalin had, before Hitler even got going. People tried to warn. And the different civil liberties groups would come after you. And here I am warning people, folks. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. It's never going to get better from here on out. It's designed to be post-industrial. Do I need to quote Ted Turner, Bill Clinton, Jacques Cousteau, Maurice Strong, Hansen, or Henson at NASA? Do I need to quote all the documents as I've done over and over again in the video clips? They want you poor. Just like, what did Russell Means say in that film we did with him, Welcome to the Reservation? Welcome to the Reservation. And it's true. Everything that was tested out on the Native Americans is the worldwide model. They want you in controlled areas, not self-sufficient. That's why they're targeting Amish. That's why they're targeting, while I was out west, they're giving the Navajo, Homeland Security is setting up a national ID card for them to track them and control them. And sure enough, I did research. It's the women contingent. I'm not even attacking these women. They're attacking them all. Hitler said, first you get the women, then you got the children, so follow the men. We have a nation where men are encouraged to act like little boys forever. And where the women are encouraged to be the boss. And you see it in feminism. You see it everywhere today. And society is wrecked. Totally and completely wrecked and falling apart. Men think manhood is painting themselves up and getting drunk and going and screaming at a football game. And folks, I'm not judging you because you like a football game. I sat there last night and enjoyed it. It was a good football game. But I knew that it wasn't important at the end of the day. I mean, I watched people on the sidelines when it was back and forth in the game, totally freaked out on both sides, like their child was under the operating knife, like their child was having open heart surgery and might die. I mean, I saw the full-grown men and women, everybody just, oh, oh. Meanwhile, they don't care about their bank accounts. They don't care about the future of the country. They don't care. It's all false. They create these false avenues, and the system's using it for that. And I just want you to be conscious of that. I just want you to be conscious of what's happened to our society. And I want to reach more people. I want you to spread Infowars.com. I want you to get it out to your email list. I want you to get it out to your church, your synagogue, your mosque, your whatever you're into, your atheist group, whatever. We've got to get focused, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to get these bankers out of here. They're now admitting a world government run by Goldman Sachs and the other members of the Federal Reserve. It's in AP today that the Federal Reserve and the European Central Bank are really one bank. I've told you that forever. It's just the details are secret. But we know about the original deal in 1913. I told you the bailout went to Europe mainly. Folks, we study this. We know where it's going. It's not going a nice place. We got to get off this train. We got to get off this train. Your calls are coming up. But all I want to do is warn the people. Please help me.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just so desperate to turn this around. I'm so desperate. Now, when you read Rockefeller Foundation documents where they were developing in the 60s stuff added to vaccines just to reduce fertility without telling the public, you see the White House science czar shooting his mouth off about it. You understand you're under a geoengineering program. God, just the stuff we know is so horrible. I don't even want to imagine. I don't even want to imagine, because every time I imagine something, I'm able to go do research and discover it's happening. If you can think of it, they're doing it. If you can think of it, and that's the key, they say, to military operations and espionage and all of it, is getting into the enemy's mind, and I've done it. And I can see right through their eyes, and it is unbelievable. It is hyper-total dominance. What is the most pure form of dominance? It is killing. It is just getting rid of your enemy. If you exterminate every last creature, then you have dominated it. Our ancestors in Europe exterminated the giant cave bear, hunted them into extinction. Once the prey, now the predator. The same with the big-toothed cats, all of them. Snakes in many areas of the world have been hunted to extinction. Many species of shark. The New World Order are humans that are predators, and the prey is their own species. They're cannibals. They're social and psychological cannibals. And I don't like being the prey. You may like being prey, I don't. You may like the enemy feeding on you, I don't. You may like their designs and think they're cute, I don't. I run into so many, and this is really a key point that I'm going to your calls. I run into so many people who think they're part of the establishment, who will, I run into chemists, biologists, doctors, it's normally that type of professional in the scientific field, who will say, okay, but there are too many people, Alex. And then that's another argument. And I look at them for the sake of argument, and I'll say, let's say there is. So you're for this. And they're like, well, something's got to be done. And I look at them and I say, so you like your food and water being messed with? They're like, no, I didn't say that. Well, that's the reality, idiot. You aren't on the winning team, moron. And that goes for you sociopath and psychopath cops and people out there. You think you're winners working for this? You think you're allowed to engage in all this crime and taser old people to death and stuff just came out this week? You think they're hiring all these pedophiles and perverts at the TSA because they're going to stop there? You think they're converting the police and military over to gangbangers and crooks just because it's fun and because they want to give you some power? You are sitting there weaving your own rope. Stick sticking it around my neck and sticking it around your neck, and you're idiots. You're idiot scum. You're weak. Someone who's strong wants to build up humanity. Someone who's strong wants to defend the weak, not chew their guts out. But you'd never know that because you're soulless and you're turned over to wickedness. And the only satisfaction I have is to know that you're going to be caught in your own trap. You're going to fall into your own pit. Cowardly trash. I could break your neck. I could sever your head with my two hands. You scum. Now we're coming back after this break with phone calls. And as you can tell, I'm rested.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to your phone calls. And I'll get into all the Mideast news, Climate Gate Tube, JFK whitewashing, MF Global, 3 billion missing now. Says the regulators won't tell the public. They say the first time ever. Reuters reports they won't tell them where the money went. Well, of course they won't. The regulators are getting the money. Like 4 years ago with Henry Paulson getting 200 and something mil of bailout money he gave himself. I mean, we've reached a new Twilight Zone level where GMO crops infect your crops and you get in trouble for it. Or radiation blows out of a reactor melting down and then you get in trouble for it. I mean, that's actually in the news today. We're entering the land of la-la, the land of criminal. All right, I'm going to your calls. I want to show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers something. Kurt Nemo's here working hard on this post-holiday day. We were sent this in. Rob Dew is going to go over and get some footage of it. But I've talked about these billboards up all over the country pushing Get Motivated with the war criminal Colin Powell, who knowingly got up and lied about anthrax, knowing that they were mobile, British-made hydrogen blimp trucks. It was in Jane's Weapons Quarterly. We actually looked at them and saw them on the news and went to Jane's Weapons Quarterly online and made the announcement 9 years ago, about 6 months before the war started or whatever, and actually broke that they were hot air balloon artillery directing systems. They would rig cameras on them and then run them up, 10,000 feet, and then direct artillery with it. The Iran-Iraq war, the U.S. and England armed them. McChrystal helped cover up the murder of Pat Tillman. Giuliani helped cover up the truth of 9/11. And that they were doing a drill of the towers being attacked that day. He said they were. Then he got caught. Then he said that they weren't. Then he testified before Congress that they were. So 9/11's an inside job, got painted on Giuliani. Yellow cake, war criminal, lying about the uranium out of Niger is for Colin Powell. So Giuliani, Colin Powell, and the other guy, McChrystal, they all got spray painted, or I don't know, that signs that are stuck up there. I'm not sure. But that's, it's poster board. So it's not even spray paint. Interesting. Yeah, and I thought it looked really, really bright. So I guess they didn't even damage the all-powerful, almighty billboard. That's probably a good idea. You know, what's a bigger crime? Putting some poster board up on a billboard to make a political statement that's incredibly protected under the First Amendment, or to lie to the public to take you to war and to tell the public torture is cool? You know, I watched Clockwork Orange yesterday. And, you know, it's a dystopic novel on a police state future where they hire the thugs, the street gangs, to become the police. And then they waterboard people. And then the state itself is involved, which is run by psychopaths, in social engineering of the general public and using operant Pavlovian Skinner-type conditioning on the public, which is what the entire society is. I mean, do you like being in a petri dish manipulated? That's my point. 99% of the political views out there are literal petri dish stimuli, false paradigm, limited spectrum information. You've got to get full spectrum understanding to see how the world works. You've got to study sociology, anthropology, psychology, a basic history, military history, religious history. Because humans act the same, and the elites use the same playbooks that have worked. They just soup them up and turbocharge them today. And then they write books. It's incredible. All the time I read globalist documents that are public that are exact things I've thought of word for word, and then it's them separately decades before saying it the same way, but from a position of supporting it. I have organically seen what they're doing thousands of times, and then in hundreds of cases later run into them saying exactly that. The real science on this planet is human manipulation. If you know that science, you get everything else. You get the factories, you get the weapons, you get the women, you get the power. And after you've had total power over civilizations, you start trying to change humans. And then you say, why not just get rid of them? There's too many of them at the Grand Canyon. There's too many of them, you know, in the airways. They're eating up too much of the resources. Just kill them. Well, how do we do that? We teach them to hate themselves by feeling sorry for the animals. We don't really care about the animals in the earth, but we'll have them turn their own survival instinct against themselves and think of the earth as what matters and not themselves. Now watch and learn. And people will sit there and call for their own destruction, thinking it's fashionable and cool, while all the while doing nothing to actually help the earth. Okay, let's go to your calls. I'm going to shut up now. I've got so much more to cover, though. George, no, George is up next. Brandon in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
I am good.
Well, I would not believe how hard they push vaccines if I hadn't seen it for myself. My wife and I recently had our second child. There's three doctors in my hometown of Dover, Pennsylvania, that have refused to see my child because I will not vaccinate.
Oh, yeah, that's on InfoWars today. And then now they're going to then say, and just like they kick you out of school for not vaccinating and then charge you with truancy, even though they triggered it. It's all fraud. They're now saying if you don't take your kid to the doctor, you're abusive. But then they're not seeing your child. You may have to travel 50 miles. That's, but there are more and more doctors that know it's bad. Where are you calling from?
Dover, Pennsylvania.
How far away is Ohio from Pennsylvania? Pretty close, isn't it?
No, not from where I'm at. It's probably 200 plus.
Well, you got to do it. It's just like organic food wasn't on store shelves 12, 15 years ago, and now it is everywhere. And, of course, they make counterfeits, but that's okay. It's all part of the process. You've got to support doctors that are non-vaccine. Look, have you done a search engine for your area and non-vaccinating doctors?
No, I haven't yet. My son was actually just born over the weekend.
Well, sir, listen, my children have had zero vaccines. Have you seen the studies where the flu shot only helps you with their own numbers 1.4% of the chance or 98.6% of the time it doesn't help you, and then it reduces their immunity to the flu the next year by 50%, major Canadian studies?
I've taken these documents with me to the doctors, and they've literally called me stupid and told me I'm going to kill my child by not vaccinating.
Well, that's because they're desperate. The public, the majority have turned against them. So that's why you're seeing a doubling and tripling. It's like when a horse tries to throw you, you really dig your spurs in. You start whipping them, you know, with the reins between the eyes. And right now they're like, yeah, mule, how you do what I say. And they've gotten off the horse and they got that whip and they're whipping us right now. They're going, you're going to do what I said. Yeah. And they're trying to geld us. We're still a stallion. You know, they put Prozac in our water and our food, but that's what the fluoride is. But again, they're beating us right now going, you listen to me, horse. You listen to me like me, mule. You do what I say right now. So what happened from there?
I pretty much said, have a nice day. I'll never deal with your practice, and I'll find somebody that believes the way I believe.
Well, sir, I'll say this. The science of immunization does work to a certain extent. It's been around 500 years at least, quantified the last 250 with smallpox and things. But it carries a lot of other problems with it. Now, take that out of the equation. like it lowers immunity. It's been linked to increases in cancer because your body doesn't know how to deal with things. And so when you start getting cancer, it doesn't go and kill that itself because it thinks some outside force is supposed to do it. There's a lot of studies out there. But the main issue is you can bring the stupid doctor all the government documents where they admit they're adding things to vaccines or the recalls of vaccines or and show that to them. But they don't want to look because they're committed to the cult and to the power trip and to you're an idiot and know nothing. I mean, sir, you know who ran the Aztec kingdoms. You know who the priests were in the Roman times. They were the doctors. The doctors were always part of the priesthood, generally the top of it. And they also studied psychology. I mean, look at the sign of medicine going back a couple thousand years. Double helix snakes. It's DNA. This is part of the lower priesthood. And they practice on you. I mean, doctors 100 years ago would just routinely take a small child and ram a ice pick in through their eye into their brain in front of students. You can actually type in doctor uses ice pick on child, and you'll see photos, mainstream articles, and women, men, whatever. And some of the first recordings were done, you know, about 100 years ago, and you can hear there's photos with it laughing as they record the procedure as the young internist. You know, lower-level cult members about to become full-fledged witch doctors giggle as the person squirms and flops around in a straitjacket as the ice pick is driven into the frontal lobe of the cerebral cortex. So see, it's all about you're trash, you're an animal, you're a piece of miscreant filth, and they, the priesthood, know best. You understand?
Oh, yeah.
But there are real doctors out there. You have to go to Sherry Tenpenny, call her. We need to create an index of good doctors. Dr. Eisenstein in Illinois, he's done the studies to show that out of, what is it, 200-something thousand Amish and Mennonites in Illinois, no known cases of autism. Now it's 1 in 58, was 1 in 25,000 just about 30 years ago. It's an epidemic. It is a cursed plague. It's all scientific. See, most children just get a basic stunting and roasting of the higher IQ. An IQ that would be 140 is now 110. An IQ that would be 100 is now 80, to give you a dead reckoning. But with some children, they have too big an autoimmune inflammation, and so then the child is brain damaged where it's noticeable.
Ooh, Lord, I'm trouble so hard. So hard. Don't nobody know my trouble for God. Don't
when I got upset by my trouble for God. Watching the football game last night was the brainwashing, the commercials. Watching my family, who are all awake to the New World Order, just easing into the false culture. See, I've made a real break with this culture. It's a false culture. It's a poisonous culture. It's inviting on the surface. But it's the death of who we are. It's simulated combat. It's simulated sex. It's all of it. It's Matrix mind control. And to sit there and ease back into a game and let myself be part of it, it's sick. People would sell it as, well, you got to have some time off. You got to enjoy yourself. How about enjoying myself instructing my children, enjoying myself hunting or fishing, or enjoying myself doing something human? Not some anything the New World Order is selling is poison. Anything they're pushing, you better believe is bad for you. They've given themselves totally over to it. You have to understand that. They are about being purist. They are perfectionist in their dark designs. And when you're awake, the propaganda is everywhere. And it is unmistakably converting our society into a nightmare system. Mark in North Carolina, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Good. I know I'm ranting today. Is it making sense?
It makes sense to me. I'll tell you what, it's got me ticked off. I try to go and get my 401k and convert it to precious metals, and come to find out that my wife's Medicare will, and her Social Security for her, from her disability, she will lose it. I couldn't understand the way the accountant put it, but it's.
Yeah, no, they've got it set up that if you have to leave your money with the banksters so they can steal it through inflation and other things, or then they'll get rid of the, quote, other benefits. It's always a trap.
That's it. Damned if you do and damned if you don't. But I've got something that really ticked me off. I'm watching the debate the other night. Ron Paul's up there, and they're badgering him. They're talking about Oklahoma City, and I'm sure you watched it as well. But Newt Gingrich speaks up and turns around and says, see? So they were talking about the result. Talk about McVay. I'm just curious as why didn't Ron take the opportunity to turn around and say that McVay wasn't the only one there. I know Ron knows about all this a lot more than we do, but
see, that's how they sell it. Look, and yeah, I'm going to get to that coming up actually in the next segment. I'm going to get into Ron Paul and then more calls. Here's the New York Times a few days ago before the anniversary of the Kennedy assassination. What killed JFK? Not who, but what? And then it was basically right-wing hatred killed him, Lee Harvey McVeigh, I mean, Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. And then it continues, Fox News, historians claim new research shows Oswald acted alone and just totally made up. And then judge orders psychological tests for alleged White House shooter, and they try to blame the Obama deception for this guy doing this. They're trying, and yes, I did see it, they're trying to imply that this Republicans doing this, that anti-government criticism of the New World Order basically caused Oklahoma City, and they're trying to imply Ron Paul's involved in it. They all know that the internal Homeland Security reports are all about Ron Paul and Alex Jones and people that are awake, because we're the real Americans and they're the traitors that want global government. And so, yes, I am going to try to get to those highlights here in just a moment. What's your take on it?
Well, my take on it is I'm doing what I can do here. I'm not far from Fort Bragg, and I've got my InfoWars signs and shirts, and I go out to Walmart, and I see the troops, and I talk to them. I've got my son-in-law's over in Afghanistan right now fighting for this country. I did my time in the Air Force, and my dad was in the Navy. My family's been in the military. We've done our time. We support. I put it this way. I love my country, but I hate my government.
Well, that's what George Washington would say, and we've got so many good people in the military. Look at how... Just like last time, 70%+ of all military donations, Republican and Democrat, in the presidential race go to Ron Paul. So the military's good, and they're trying to hire the gangbangers, they're trying to hire the illegals and all the rest of it, but it's not working. And that's what's holding them back. That's why they're shifting to this new domestic security force that doesn't even go through constitutional training like police, this new federal goon force of the TSA who think it's their right to rape women, including 14-year-old girls, reportedly. I mean, every day I hear about them being arrested for rape or pedophilia. Who do you think wants to grab people's genitals all day? I mean, there's your answer right there, Mark, right?
You're absolutely right. We just got to get out there and talk to more police officers and sheriffs and let them help them see the light.
That's right. America has been hijacked by the banksters who were using high-tech brainwashing. Folks, break the brainwashing. Choose the right side. Stand with George Washington. It's that simple. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is like 15 minutes long because it's got the responses and the other candidates in there. So I'll play about 5-6 minutes of it now. I'll talk to Richard Reeves for a little while, take some of your phone calls, then play another clip when Bob Chapman's on with us so I can comment on it. But here is some of the debate. And now that it's become such a controversy that Ron Paul got 89 seconds in the debate on CBS, on the televised portion, they gave him more than 5 minutes total to speak, which is a record, but other candidates obviously got a lot more time than Ron Paul. But he is now number one or number two, depending on which scientific poll, in Iowa, number two in New Hampshire. And as soon as we expose Newt Gingrich, who they act like this foreign policy expert, Newt Gingrich has written the foreword to two books calling for an end to American sovereignty. He wants carbon taxes. We're going to get to George, Sean, Steve, and others here in just a few minutes as well. But let's go ahead and play part of the debate, the CNN debate a couple nights ago. Here it is.
I'm Ron Paul, a congressman from Texas. I am pleased to be here at the debate because this is a very important debate. But I am convinced that needless and unnecessary wars are a great detriment. They undermine our prosperity and our liberties. They add to our deficits and they consume our welfare. We should take a careful look at our foreign policy.
Right to the questions. Our leadoff question is from the Honorable Ed Meese, the former Attorney General of the United States, who's representing the Heritage Foundation.
At least 42 terrorist attacks aimed at the United States have been thwarted since 9/11. Tools like the Patriot Act have been instrumental in finding and stopping terrorists. Shouldn't we have a long-range extension of the investigative powers contained in that act?
Total bull.
So that our law enforcement officers can have the tools.
Why didn't we have this before?
Paul, I suspect you disagree.
I do.
Tell us why.
I think the Patriot Act is unpatriotic because it undermines our liberty. I'm concerned, as everybody is, about the terrorist attack. Timothy McVeigh was a vicious terrorist. He was arrested. Terrorism, still on the books internationally and nationally, is a criminal. It's a crime, and we should deal with it. We dealt with it rather well with Timothy McVeigh. But why I really fear it is we have drifted into a condition that we were warned against because our early founders were very clear. They said, don't be willing to sacrifice liberty for security. Today, it seems too easy that our government and our Congresses are so willing to give up our liberties for our security. I have a personal belief that you never have to give up liberty for security. You can still provide security without sacrificing our Bill of Rights.
Yeah, that is America.
I want to bring others in, but do you want to respond, Mr. Speaker?
Yeah. Timothy McVeigh succeeded. That's the whole point.
Good pause.
Timothy.
You got a better chance of dying, as I've broken down a million times, from honeybee stings than terrorism. I mean, it's just the way they sap it, the way they push the fear. And this is one of Ron Paul's only points that I disagree with. Ron Paul's not stupid. He knows there's the newscast of the bombs being removed at Oklahoma City. He knows about the Southern Poverty Law Center running the Elohim City compound. That's all out there. And so Ron Paul always goes with this line about, you know, just arrest bin Laden or whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, they've put al-Qaeda in charge of Libya now. The government got the underwear bomber on the plane. But see, it's seen as baggage to be for 9/11 truth, to face reality. And so it allows them to play these games where torture will keep us safe. Really? What about keeping us safe from a government that can arrest anybody they want? Continuing here, by the way, Jaron was just pointing out in my ear, you notice out of all the candidates, whatever, eight of them that are up there, during that comment by Ron Paul, they have Gingrich already in the split screen. It's all pre-set up, and then they go to Gingrich for a response. It's all planned to get Gingrich, like, ooh, he's smart. Ooh, he has these pre-scripted things. We're going to ask Ron Paul about McVeigh. Ron Paul's going to respond. We know how he's going to respond. And then we're going to have Newt Gingrich respond. I mean, it's all ridiculous. 150-something people die, so America, the Bill of Rights, Constitution has to die. I mean, it's in the news today that the government wants to pass a law where they can kill or arrest citizens anytime they want. Just get rid of it all. Let's go back to a little bit more, then we're going to go to Richard Reeves. Here's more of it.
They killed a lot of Americans.
Oh, no.
I don't want a law that says, after we lose a major American city, we're sure going to come and find you. I want a law that says, you try to take out an American city, we're going to stop you.
All right, pause. Oh, you try to take out an American city? America's been conquered by the banksters that you work for. The new Bank of the World Goldman Sachs system, the global government. Remember Dick Cheney when he was getting grilled on national TV? What is it, Meet the Press, about a real 9/11 investigation? He said, you do that, you're going to distract us from keeping you safe, and a major city will be nuked. Is that understood? Yeah, we know you'll nuke a major city. Al-Qaeda, who they've now given thousands and thousands of shoulder launch missiles. And they know the public's so dumb, they'll blow up some planes and say Al-Qaeda did it and take our rights, and no one will say, why'd you give them missiles? We'll probably be in Libya, and I say we, that is we being drugged by our hair by the globalist, in Libya in 2 years to, quote, take out Al-Qaeda. In fact, they're already in the news saying they got to go into other countries in Africa to kick out Al-Qaeda, which they put in power. Newt Gingrich, Mr. Carbon Taxes. He's like Mitt Romney and who wants open borders, gun control, abortion, carbon taxes, wrote Obamacare, and the Republicans love him because they're idiots. Let's play a little bit more of that monster, Newt Gingrich, who divorced his wife while she was dying of cancer. These are sociopaths that are all about themselves. Let's go back to it. I mean, look at him.
This is like saying that we need a policeman in every house, a camera in every house, because we want to prevent child beating and wife beating.
Yes.
You can prevent crimes by becoming a police state. So if you advocate the police state, yes, you can have safety and security, and you might prevent a crime. But the crime then will be against the American people and against our freedoms, and we will throw out so much of what our revolution was fought for. So don't do it so carelessly.
Congresswoman Bachman, let me bring you into this conversation.
Yeah, hit pause. I'm going to get to more of that next hour with Bob Chapman. But I want to get to your calls here, at least those that have been holding. Richard Reeves came in today. We just got back from our trip around the country. Hey, Richard, do you know where the newspaper is where it says Girls Night Out, all female police checkpoints?
I think it is somewhere on the vehicle somewhere. I'll have to track it down, but I remember seeing that paper.
Because I thought I hauled it off, and then I couldn't find it.
I think I've got it somewhere.
I don't even want to cover the stuff till I get it all together. Of course, I had the little activity books they give all the kids about how to spy on your parents. That's nice at the national parks.
Well, that is nice. They find every way they can to encroach on us.
The state knows best, Richard.
Now
I got a document cam shot over here of a printout. This is the two-sided, one-sheet Ron Paul 2012 color printout. I am the champion of the Constitution, Ron Paul, and it breaks down where he stands. They want to get this out to all Iowa voters. Now, we're not going to just talk about this. We're talking about some other Ron Paul strategy, but you've been a big activist and a delegate and all the rest of it, Richard. But we are trying to get this out to everybody right now. So we're seeing him in first or second place in scientific polls, and the media is having to admit now he is a top-tier candidate. So their hoax is really starting to break. Now they're moving into the attack mode with these setups with Gingrich and people.
Well, thanks to all the grassroots activists out there, that's why the polls are going so well for them. As a matter of fact, they're so scared of some of these straw polls. For example, here in Texas, they even canceled the Texas straw poll earlier this year. Normally in September, August, they do a straw poll in Texas for the presidential race, and they didn't even do it here for that very reason, is the grassroots activists. Most campaigns are run from the top down. The top cadre of campaign people put together some event, or they'll try to create some news event. With the Ron Paul thing, it's the reverse. It's from the bottom up. We saw that with the creation of the real Tea Party. The origin of the Tea Party were Ron Paul revolutionaries. We had the past money bombs, like remember the 5th of November. Remember how the news media tried to spin that, that it was all about a violent thing or whatever, when it was just kind of a rallying cry to push everybody forward. And all the different money bombs that the volunteers have coordinated and put together, and the past meetup groups that they've done over the years, the meetup groups that organically sprung up. So this is yet, and I forgot about the Ron Paul blimp back in 2007, 2008 election cycle.
Or Ted Anderson in the Ron Paul Air Force.
That's right. I mean, the grassroots.
Look how Ron Paul's probably five times bigger this time. I told people, don't get mad if he loses. It's fighting that wins. Now people have heard about liberty. Now the hottest movement on campuses, and this is an upset Bilderberg group from Tucker sources that are impeccable, is that it's not communism or mainline fake right-wing stuff that's popular. It's liberty. It's anti-big state ideas. It's Atlas Shrugged type stuff. The system is scared.
Well, they should be scared because, like I said, all these other campaigns that you look at, you don't see any grassroots real fervor to them or whatever. And the Ron Paul campaign is the only one that I've been able to discern and identify that does have that grassroots fervor where people get together, they get their websites together, they get their coalitions together, and they themselves take action. And that's what really is differentiating the other campaigns especially. And now we are just this close. And the straw polls and all these different polls that they're showing, we are just this close from really being able to go in and win primary elections. In the past, I said, hey, we can have an effect in primary elections, but this time, Iowa, New Hampshire are key places. Iowa coming up is January 3rd for Iowa. New Hampshire is January 10th. And folks, I cannot tell you how key these are. And Iowa is especially a key place because that is a caucus state. And what that means is people literally physically show up to have their bodies and their hands counted as to how they're going to vote in presidential primary. That's how they vote. It's kind of like a convention type process. And so these things, I know this is just the day after Turkey Day and people are probably still hung over from the UT A&M game. And I know I heard you on the show talking earlier how they had a photo finish and everything on that game. And I didn't even know until I heard you talking about the game. So that's how unplugged I am from football. But folks, the time to start thinking about.
Well, I mean, it'd be fine to be plugged into football if we had our constitution. But I mean, literally, now MF Global's $3 billion missing.
Really?
And they're just saying you're not getting your money.
And MF Global was such a small outfit that prior to you and Gerald Celente talking about it, I'd never even heard of it. Imagine if we see Vanguards and Fidelities and outfits that are almost household words going down the tubes like that. That's
well, that's what the derivatives are going to do. And at each stage, we're going to give the bankers everything. Okay, here's $10 trillion more. Just save my pension fund. But if you look at it in the aggregate, they're going to steal it all slowly. First, they cut, you know, half the salami, and you keep half. And they say, give us half again. Give us half again. Pretty soon, you're down to one slice, and you're going, okay, bankers saved me. And they're like, okay, you get half a slice, then quarter slice, and then, you know, a tenth of a slice, and then a tenth of a slice, until it's the size of an atom. And you're like, thank you, bankers, for my one atom of salami.
Right.
I mean, it's incredible. I mean, I've got a stack of news, mainstream, saying the world is now ruled by Goldman Sachs. They control the countries. There's no more freedom in Europe. And they're raising taxes on everyone. And that's the way it is.
And you just pointed out that in Europe, that's where to look at to see where they're trying to make us go. Because in Europe, they are really cracking down on the austerity and putting people
everywhere. Oh, it's all coming here, folks. I mean, it's amazing. But getting back to Ron Paul, tell us about this mailer. Because this is, you know, my cousin is here in town. And he's in Illinois working, and he told me, he said he is doing the phone bank stuff where they give him the numbers and he calls people and, you know, basically asks them questions about the election to get them talking and then brings up Ron Paul and his real issues, which is very effective in Iowa and other key states. He's talking about physically going to Iowa.
Well, and that's what happened last election cycle is a lot of folks did go to Iowa, and I predict that this year even more folks will go to Iowa. We had people from Texas going up to Iowa. We had people from Texas going up to New Hampshire and working as volunteers up there. So that's the type of grassroots thing that is going on with the Ron Paul campaign last election and this election that other campaigns really don't have unless they pay big, big, big dollars to all these people to go, which Ron Paul campaign obviously is not going to have. But what a lot of Ron Paul activists have done, similar to a Ted Anderson effort, a Ron Paul blimp type effort, is they put together a great brochure to try to break through the media Berlin Wall. And their plan is to get those mailed to every Republican, what they call a super voter, regular primary voters in Iowa and New Hampshire. They want to mail those out to those targeted primary, past primary voters, and also independent primary voters. So those are key voters that are going to get these mailers, and they're just at the rock bottom, just cost price. If you go to that RonPaulProducts.com, RonPaulProducts.com.
Is this an official Ron Paul thing?
Right. It's sanctioned by all the, it's an affiliated of like the DailyPaul.com, RonPaulForums.com. All of these groups that are Ron Paul affiliated websites are together on this effort. And that's how you can find, as a matter of fact, the way you can do it is you can drill down to where you can go to a specific county in Iowa and you can fund that effort of getting those brochures mailed to those particular counties. And so the plan is if they can succeed in Iowa in getting about 500,000 brochures mailed to all the super primary voters in Iowa, then the next phase would be going to New Hampshire and South Carolina and et cetera. But the deadline really is to get these things out on time, because the January 3rd caucus date for Iowa is right around the corner. The deadline is only about a week away for them to be in time to get these things out. So RonPaulProducts.com, and you'll see right there, it says mail the brochure. You click on that link and it'll walk you through going to select a county there in Iowa, and you can do a variety of other things to help there too. But yeah, all these affiliated Ron Paul websites, and as you can see, I showed you on the brochure, they've got the Ron Paul 2012, the official website for Ron Paul, and the Daily Paul and the Ron Paul Forums websites on there. And they've fact-checked and checked all the data on these brochures. They've carefully gone through them to make them as powerful as they could and as precise as they could and as exacting as they could. So you can go to the website and you can have a look at the brochure for yourself. And they've also set it up to where you can purchase these and pass out in your own precincts in your own state. But that's another story.
And regardless, even if Ron Paul doesn't win, which he has a really good chance to, even with all of the election fraud, you're educating people about liberty. You're educating them about what the Constitution is, not what a bunch of Republican pro-torture, warmongering, carbon tax-loving people are saying. Not what a bunch of, you know, banker-funded, New World Order-funded Obama people. I mean, what about the idiot Occupy Wall Street subgroup protesting Ron Paul? I mean, these people are just absolute idiots.
Those guys have pretty much succeeded in demonizing the First Amendment. I was listening to talk radio today all the way from Fort Worth, Dallas down to Austin, and pretty much the two radio stations, 570 and 590, I heard, they're all talking about, hey, you know, forget about First Amendment. Let's just charge these guys for what they're doing.
It's incredible. Thank you, Richard. I'm going to go to George and Sean and Steve and Mike and Tim and everybody else that's holding. I really appreciate everybody calling in today. I got Bob Chapman coming up on the economy and a bunch of other news and your calls. We'll take calls the entire time. Bob's on pretty much. Just want to get his take quick on the economy. We're running a Christmas special. I know that's politically incorrect, but it is still Christmas, even though that's a thought crime. 18 of my films, really 18 plus, but 18 DVD cases. Fall of the Republic, Obama Deception, Dark Secrets, and Side Bohemian Grove, Police State 4, Police State 1, Police State 2, Police State 3, 9-11 Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, America Destroyed by Design. It's all there, $99.95. Normally, $359. That's a $259 plus discount. And the small profit we make funds this operation, if you believe in what we're doing. And you also want to get your shopping done in one fell swoop and support us and help give the gift of information to your friends and family. Infowars.com and ask for the Alex Jones Everything Special, or call toll free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also get a 15-day free trial membership at PrisonPlanet.tv and see the nightly news and see all the films and all the expanded extras right now. We've also got a deal where you can get 44% off on a yearly membership. We always do that during November and December. We're running that yearly special right now. So it's all available at Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. You can also write to me, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. All right, let's go ahead now and go back to your calls. George in Florida, thanks for holding.
Thanks for having me on, Alex. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
It was all right. Yeah, it was pretty good. Thanks for asking. I hope you did as well.
Yeah, I did as well. Hey, Ben, listen, more to the point here. You were talking about Ron Paul. I am a lifelong Republican, you know, and basically my friends told me back in 2008 that Ron Paul, I should have voted for Ron Paul. I ignored him and regretted it. And I'll tell you what, I was, and I use this word very carefully here, but I was really in fear when I heard Newt Gingrich give his answer to about how there needs to be two sets of laws. One that, you know, the Bill of Rights and the Constitution only applies to, like, you know, stealing and, you know, robbery and theft and murder. But, you know, terrorism is a totally different animal.
Because they now, under Patriot Act, are charging people for marijuana with it and waiving their Bill of Rights and Constitution. And I have even the ACLU out today. Senators demand Americans be locked up for any reason, and the battlefield is considered your streets anywhere. Anybody can be arrested without trial by the Army. Well, the Army admits they're preparing to, quote, pull triggers on the American people. That was in Stars and Stripes 3 years ago. Remember that?
Yeah, sure do. And the thing about it, Alex, is you know, if anything that I could fault Ron Paul on is he actually understates the threat. He really, and I know he's not pulling punches and he's real polite and everything, but I mean, this is not meant to say, you know, I'm going to support him no matter what. I mean, but the only other point that I was going to move on to was about the banking system. I have a graduate degree in finance. And one of the things they teach you, Alex, in that program, as you're probably well aware, and you've talked to other people like me, is that they teach you central banking is good. And the light started to come on for me whenever I realized, like, the bank that's in Switzerland, the BIS, and that is basically the central bank of all central banks. And that's when I started realizing this was nothing but a fraud. Nothing but, you know, this is, and I brought that up to my professors then. They told me this. They told me not to go there. They told me not to talk about it. They told me not to, and to leave it alone. And
exactly. Stay there. I want to come back to you. They told you not to get, to stay in the matrix, to stay in the bubble. Don't get outside the box.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to get to Sean here in a moment. First, I got to get to Steve and others. We'll take calls while Bob Chapman's on with us, breaking down all the big developments in the economy. MF Global, the Euro, the open announcement of Bank of the World, what that means, what the next phase will be. But finishing up with George in Florida, he was getting his graduate degree in finance, and I've talked to people who've done this, and the same thing happens. In fact, they have specialized schools, if you get into upper management, where you then go to private groups, even above the School of Economics in London, where you're then taught how things really work. And it's all very simple. It's all hidden in plain view, but you're just not told about it. And so George was saying he brought up the big mega central banks, how they control it all, how there was a level above what was being taught. And he was called aside and told, do not go there. Do not bring this up. See, when you break through, like in the Truman Show, and go, whoa, you mean I'm in a controlled, limited reality, an artificial habitat? I mean, that's what it is. It's like, aren't you into the... I was on the trip, and we went on a horseback ride, and the guy was real nice. But he was like, how about them Cowboys? You like the Cowboys? And I said, not really. And he went, oh, man, I'm a big fan. Wow. And I said, it's not that I dislike the Cowboys. It's that I've broken with it. I can't get excited about something that's meant to be a distraction. Do you understand that? And he didn't understand. I mean, when you figure out that your life is not your own and it's controlled and false and you see the authoritarianism growing by design, you want to stop it. And now they're just like, yeah, let's get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Just 5 years ago, they'd be like, we're not getting rid of that. Now it's like, yeah, we are getting rid of it. It's bad. You see videos of cops going, I don't want to hear about the Constitution. Taser. Bzz. Judges saying it. Judges ruling the Constitution is not admissible in this courtroom. I mean, these are criminals. People are like, I can't believe they're doing it. Of course they're doing it. It's a takeover. They've got to. They're all going to prison if they don't. You got it? They're not going to back off. They're trying to take us down. We're not playing patty cake here. Patty cake, baker's man. Roll them up, put them in the pan. Mark them and prick them, put a bee, put it in the oven for baby and me. We're not playing nursery rhyme here. You can't be told. You just got to experience it, some of you. And don't worry, you will. And that's when we're going to win. George in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead. I know, I'm going back to George. Go ahead and finish up your point.
Yeah, sure. I'll finish it up, Alex. Basically, the thing that I was going to, like, the thing you talk about is that walking around in a daze. And when I talk to my friends, it's like this strong delusion has just been falling over people. But slowly but surely, there are people waking up.
Yes.
The last point that I do, man, and I say this, is that, man, I pray for their delusion, confusion, and ultimately their destruction. Thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate it, George. Yeah, people are under a grand delusion. Steve in Michigan, go ahead.
Yes, hi, Alex.
Hi.
I've been waiting for 2.5 years to talk to you. I've just recently graduated from mass communications journalism school, so I understand all the manipulations of the mass media. I'm not going to wait on anybody to help me do my job for me. I know what needs to be done. They need to be exposed. I'm trying to get that done, but I'm just me.
All right, I'll tell you how to get an audience of 1 million people a week right now. You want to know how to have an audience of 1 million people a week within 1 year? You want to hear, Sean, how to get 1 million? Or no, Steve in Michigan. Steve in Michigan, you want to know how to get 1 million listeners a week within 1 year guaranteed?
Yes, I do. And I have a question also.
I'm going to finish up with you and then go to Bob Chapman, who we just got on the line. We'll be right back after this quick break. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we will continue with your calls with Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. We're going to look at the economy, look at MF Global. We haven't gotten Bob's take since this broke in the last few weeks, since he wasn't with us last Friday. We're going to go to Bob here in just a moment. Get into the whole Syria situation with Russian and, quote, U.S., the U.S. is bankster. Bankster-controlled U.S. ships, bankster-occupied America ships. Literally, it's occupied America facing off with the crony Russian system, another mafia, but not as powerful or sophisticated, therefore not as big a threat. Over the new peacekeeping bombing that the loving West wants to do in Syria, because they care so much about humanitarian things, of course. That's why they met in Egypt while they're machine-gunning crowds to talk about the rumors about the Syrians might have abused a butterfly or something. Just all hypocrisy, not even a veil of cover-up. They just do it all out in the open now. With the hyper-hypocrisy on display. But Steve in Michigan called in, and Steve was getting into, he's graduated with his RTF communications degree, and he was talking about how he's not going to wait, he wants to reach out to people. He had a question, and I don't know what his question is, I haven't gotten to him yet, but I said, Steve, let me tell you how to have 1 million viewers a week right now. It'll take a year, but you will have 1 million viewers a week. 1 million viewers a week on YouTube. And I've got hundreds of ideas like this that guaranteed I have beta tested in my brain by testing other systems that I haven't even implemented yet. Okay? Now, let me tell you, and I've already tested this idea out and not done it because I'm too busy. I've already talked to local former rodeo star, talked to his brother. They've got the big ranch to do it on. They're interested. And then I got too busy and didn't do it. And I told them 10 million viewers a week conservatively in 1 year. That's if I was doing it. But it would be a whole other division that they would be the host of, the stars of. People say, well, why not go straight to TV? Well, there's a bigger audience online, and you don't have to mess with the limited slots on TV. There's all this fake prestige goes with it. You know, some reality show person has 3 million viewers a week. They're big megastars. That's the system trying to prop itself up. You get 3 million viewers a week on YouTube, you're nobody. Now, I'm going to go to Bob Chapman here, but I'm going to finish up with Steve briefly. Okay, here's the big idea for everybody out there. okay? And quite frankly, you can't even oversaturate this. Because it'll just sell the culture of liberty. I've run into all these talk show hosts over the years who would literally bend over backwards to try to make stuff up about me, incredible confabulations, lies, thinking that if they got Alex Jones off the radio, that that would somehow my audience would go over to them. What morons. Alex Jones makes the liberty movement bigger for everybody. Ron Paul makes the liberty movement bigger for everybody. Bob Chapman makes it bigger. On and on and on. You make the pie bigger. That's a win-win-win freedom wavelength, not the tyranny. It's a limited pie. Let's cannibalize ourselves system. So, see, I'll give you my ideas here because I don't care. I care about the information. And you can implement this. And whoever implements it the best will do the best. In fact, you could probably get 20 million viewers a week doing this if you did it right. I guarantee I could have 10 million viewers a week, which is a big TV show by any stretch of imagination, on YouTube platform alone within 1 year of implementing this. Okay? Ready to hear the idea? Companies, by the way, major networks have asked me to consult for them, and I've said no. Okay? The system knows I know how to build an audience, okay? And I won't work for the enemy. So I'm going to give you information here that's extremely valuable. This is just one of literally unlimited ideas, okay? You got to get a piece of property, at least preferably 500 yards, in an area where there's no laws against shooting firearms. And you got to shoot cans of Coca-Cola, pumpkins, exploding human targets you call zombies. Folks are doing that. People love long shots, 1,000 yards, 2,000 yards, 3,000 yards. You can get local gun shops because they're a sponsor at first to be on it and let you borrow the new firearms every week. You go out and even if you don't have the skills to shoot, you go find somebody that does, local gunsmith or something. And you do that for a year straight and don't get on power trips and fight with each other and stuff and have a contract. And you put those up on the internet, you will have 1 million views a week if you are terrible. If you name it right and take action, just put basic energy into it. Power in this universe is about doing things over and over again. It's about commitment. Beating a drum. It's about who wants it the most. Who'll go the longest. I have watched for years these shooting videos on the internet. And I mean, some of these things are getting 15 million views apiece. The average about 500,000. And I mean, this is stuff that probably costs these videos $100, $200 to produce each one. And it's unlimited. There are people with very low talent getting millions of views on there. Now, once you've established your audience, you slip the Patriot information into it. Then you start a new political division of a YouTube channel where you sit around and talk about the New World Order and then say, next, here's our video. And now you get those millions of people into the new thing. Now, there you go. Valuable consulting information for you right there. And I could right now launch this. Right now. Right now I could launch this with celebrities, you know, in the whole redneck kingdom. Endlessly, I could have a TV deal within a year from now and wouldn't even take the TV deal because it wouldn't make as much money as a YouTube channel with sponsorship. You notice my YouTube channel doesn't have sponsors. I've chosen not to. This would be a consumer and would also sell the culture of liberty bonanza. There you go. So there you go. Now, Steve, I can only give you about a minute because Bob Chapman's holding. You said you had a question. Go ahead.
Yeah. My question is, I've heard you say at least 100 times in the last 2.5 years, Tom Ridge got on C-SPAN and said that the police state was going to be implemented. It was just a matter of time. But is that video out there somewhere? Is it?
No, I've told the story. This was in like 2002. I was recording on VHS at my house. I watched off and on 2 hours of it. It was him with big round tables. You can now search C-SPAN. You look for Tom Ridge, something like Economic Council, or say he was meeting with all these CEOs. And he just said, you're going to have an ID to get a job. We're going to have checkpoints on the highways for your safety. Homeland Security will run every facet. And I've been saying that for 9 years since I saw it. Now they announced they're doing all of it. So it doesn't even really matter if you can't dig up that video. I've been on air for 9 years saying it, and now it's happening. So there's your answer. But somebody can dig it up.
Yeah. Is there also somebody's email there that we can email to maybe ask for links whenever, you know,
I sure wish we did. You know, I appreciate your call, sir. Are you saying you want me to provide you proof of everything I say? I mean, have my crew send you stuff?
No. It's so hard to find links.
Yeah. Listen, I appreciate your call, sir. I am busier than a one-legged man in a you-know-what kicking contest. I am trying to get enough money in here to hire and then train the right crews to where I can have 10 reporters, not 2 or 3, and to where I can find people that are skilled to basically intensify what I'm doing. It isn't about making Alex Jones a big kahuna, you know, in media. It's about a system resisting them, teaching others how to resist. And then people say, give us a link. You just asked for a link 9 years old. C-SPAN just recently in the last year came up with a system where you can search pretty much anything by name. I mean, I don't even know what to say. 95% of what I've covered here today, I've shown you the news article. Now, if you ask me for something 9 years from now, I'm going to have to tell you, you have to go find it. I mean, you're saying it's so hard to find links. There is every day, there's an eruptive amount of information on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, at this point, we're not even trying to prove there's a global government anymore. They're announcing it. Let's go to Bob Chapman. Bob, thanks for holding while I tried to answer that guy's question. You're with us for the next 40-plus minutes. What do you make of, and I've got the big stacks here, and I guess I could read them to the fella, where they're announcing banking dictatorship worldwide and just kind of announcing like it's no big deal, private banks headed up by Goldman Sachs will now rule the planet, and you'll pay your taxes directly to them, and countries can't get out of it, and the euro will control what the countries do now. And it's an open tyranny, Bob. Everything we said has come true, and I guess some of the public will probably ask us for links to it.
Well, they're going to have to go look for themselves because we're too busy to do that. But I think a lot of that is just first-grade propaganda. I don't think they're really in a position to move into that as yet. And that is starkly shown up in the situation that's going on in Europe. I mean, these people don't know what to do. They are really stuck. They put it all together, and it doesn't work.
That's right. They always sold themselves on they'd wreck the system, and then they'd come out on top. But now that they've actually driven the bus off the cliff, things aren't going so well, Bob.
Well, that is the understatement of the week, of the year, whatever. And the point is this. They created a monster. What was it? A natural, unnatural association. All the members in the Eurozone had to have public debt of 3% of GDP or less, and they knew darn right well that half of them couldn't meet that. Then they had one interest rate for everybody, which was absolutely ridiculous. I mean, Germany's paying 3.5%.
All right, well, let's talk about that, Bob. Stay there. Coming right back to you. Let's talk about what's happening in Europe. Will it melt down? What comes out of that? You predicted this 3 years ago or more. And then we're going to get into MF Global. Now it's $3 billion missing, and they're saying you're not getting your money back. We'll be right back at theinternationalforecaster.com.
I'm ready, sir.
Girls down there. All right, we are back live down on the range at LaGrange. Going back to our guest and then your phone calls, Bob Chapman. Bob, I want to get into the euro and what's happening over there. And I mean, I've got the quotes here about global takeover by Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs conquers Europe, conquers them. They sold them the fraud and got their agents in every position. And now there's riots over austerity. But I want to get into MF Global. We haven't gotten your take on this. I knew it would be big 2 weeks ago, driving down stock markets worldwide. farmers getting out of commodities. Reuters reporting it's causing a crash there. Why wouldn't they pay back the billion, $3 billion, now it's up to $3 billion? Why wouldn't they pay it back? I mean, they've got to know it's going to destroy confidence. Bob Chapman.
I think maybe part of the intention here was twofold, and there's no way we can prove this at this point. But I thought from the very beginning that the United States government might have been involved in this. And Corzine was probably given a guarantee that, look, you do this for us and we'll cover for you and so on and so forth. Second of all, I think they might have wanted to damage that system. And it's a system that they can't totally control. And I think they would like to control it totally. And the way of doing that is causing problems with the industry.
You're incredible. So for those that don't know, they want to destabilize the entire derivatives commodity market so they can get more regulatory control, which means more insider trading control. So they can game the casino even better. That's why Corzine and the head of the CFTC who's involved in it have been authorized to say, we're keeping the money, and that's the way it is to destroy confidence.
Exactly. And as far as the CME is concerned, Gerald Celente has pointed out with former tapes of Terry, whatever his name is, that they were bragging they have $100 billion and they can insure anything. Well, why aren't they insuring it? They're obviously part of this. But I do think it's going to drive a lot of people out of that futures market, and that's a good thing because the least amount of power they have, the better. Of course, in those commodity contracts, you've never had any safety whatsoever because, quite frankly, they were never worth the paper they were written on. And that was because the CME, which owns COMEX, could at any time override anything that was in the rule book. And so you really didn't have any protection. That doesn't exist in general markets.
So is this a test balloon, even though he'd already gotten the money? And it was in his sequestered, segregated account. Is this a test balloon then? Because if you're saying it's good to run speculators out, why would the system want to do this then?
I don't know. There's a lot of things we don't know yet, including will anybody get paid? Would they just come out and say there's $3 billion missing? Yesterday they said that they were going to pay 60% of the money back by the 15th of December. You know, it's one story after another. It's something you have to watch unfold. But
it looks like a rope-a-dope. You're right. I mean, it looks like a rope-a-dope because they said 2 weeks ago they were going to pay it back that week and didn't.
Yeah, that's another thing, which is the extension of time in order. What do we do next? We don't know. And that's the same thing that's going on in Europe as well. And it's because they just don't know. And I can't help but think, you know, Corzine is smart, obviously, because of his background. If nothing else, you know he is. Why would he make a one-way bet that was an obvious loser? Now, the government could have said, look, we want you to take that money over there and do this. Go long those bonds that are in serious trouble.
Yeah, because somebody else gets the money. So it's just a transfer of all the investors' money. To the casino.
Well, to help stabilize that market in Europe that they weren't capable of doing even through the ECB at that time. And that's what I think the government was originally up to. And then they finally said, well, we're going to do these other things, so we're going to take it down. And don't worry, you'll be well taken care of. And they do those things. You know, 2 years later, everybody forgets.
I want to see the grand design here with Bob Chapman on the other side of this quick break, and we'll get more into the other facets of the economy, the war that's building up with Syria, and what that's going to signify, the Russian signal, a red line, don't cross it, and your phone call straight ahead, PrisonPlanet.tv, 7 o'clock tonight, a special report. Look, a lot of people say, be optimistic, be positive. If you're about to be dropped into a pit of piranhas, You need to get out of that situation, not be optimistic of, oh, maybe the piranhas won't eat me today. Because actually, I've read about piranhas. Sometimes they don't attack. You got like a 50-50 chance you drop in the pit of piranhas that they're not going to start biting. But if that first one bites and there's blood in the water and they smell it, it's over. And the elite have written all these books, publications. We talk about them. We read the quotes all the time. We publish them. We make special reports about them. I make films about them, about how we're trash. They're going to do all this and break up our families and how they're going to set up a world banking system and implode it to bring in austerity, Club of Rome, 1963. And I'm watching them do it all. And I don't want to go there. I don't want this to happen. So I am as negative and nasty sounding as I can be, because as negative and nasty as I can be about these people using the facts, it can't approach the reality. It's still just words. You know, living in an African country, most of them, it's absolute hellhole. They don't have any due process, any basic rights. Living in many areas of the Middle East is that way. Living in many areas of Latin America. Liberty and freedom and rule of law, good law, brings incredible wealth. You take that away, folks, it's like taking oxygen out of the room. And I'm telling you, you need to be a leader in your area. In fact, if we put it back on screen, somebody went up and put a bunch of graffiti up on the side of the billboard pushing Colin Powell and Rudy Giuliani with the stupid Get Motivated events that are $1.95, clearly a big brainwashing session. I've watched clips of it online. Somebody went up there and put war criminals, you know, up there, point out they're a bunch of liars, and that's good. And that Pat Tillman was killed. I don't know, Kurt's going to do a story on Infowars.com about it. People could say, well, what are you doing, advocating people doing that? No, I'm not advocating that. But desperate times mean desperate measures, don't they? Is that a desperate measure? We have like an oligarchy of Hitlers running our country, and we're not going to do whatever it takes to get attention? I saw an article out of Phoenix, Arizona, where they did a little banner hang with Republican and Democrats, the donkey and the elephant, and it said, two parties creating tomorrow's problems. And they're up there peacefully putting it up on an overpass. They send a SWAT armored vehicle to them. And the SWAT team jumps out. Because that's what the SWAT team's for. They want to clear out the prisons of violent offenders. There's actually government handbooks on this from Eastern Europe to put the political prisoners in it. I was watching Clockwork Orange again yesterday. And they send in the new prime minister, the Secretary of the Interior's man, and the Secretary of the Interior comes into the prison. They're looking for somebody to do this Pavlovian brainwashing on them to stop violence. It takes your free will away. It's operant conditioning. And he says, I don't care, Warden, what you think about this. We've got to empty these prisons of violent offenders to put political prisoners in them. That's a Stanley Kubrick film from the 60s. It's all about psychopaths running government. What a genius Kubrick was. This stuff's real. Going back to Bob Chapman. Bob, I want to go to some calls here. But continuing to look at this then, you predicted this happening. So where does it go from here? Every time they implode another country and get tens of trillions for that, then it only accelerates the next country. So we know they engineered it. They're being praised as, look at how Goldman Sachs took over. A banking dictatorship. That's Time Magazine today. Can the U.S. Federal Reserve help save Europe's banks? That means taxpayer money. So while we're being lectured by Republicans about cutting old ladies, Social Security and how great that's going to be, and they're scapegoating welfare queens and people who I'm not for, but they're the least of our problems. What about all this? I mean, how far are they going to go? What does this signify for hyperinflation? Bob Chapman.
Well, first of all, they brought in this team. We have three members, Dragne, Monty, and Papalose, or whatever his name is, from Greece. And these people who come in, they call them technocrats, and what they are is all bankers. It's just another word for banker. And they brought them in because they got serious trouble. And what they're going to have to do is cut loose to six problem nations. They'll have to go bankrupt, default, and come back to their own currency, probably at 50% of what the euro's worth. Some of them may choose to go 75% default. And the reason for that is for the solvent group in the Eurozone, in order for them to take those six countries sideways, say for the next 2 years, it's going to cost $6 trillion. They don't have it. Their people in their country don't want to put it up. It may bankrupt them. So they're going to have 8 or 10 or 11 members of the Eurozone. The rest of them will be gone. And they expect that they're going to be able to put together a stronger Eurozone. Well, in this crisis period, what Germany is doing, their leadership, Mrs. Merkel and Schäuble, the finance minister, what they're trying to do is interject legislation to be passed by the Bundesrat and the Bundestag, and they want them to give up their sovereignty to make fiscal decisions within their own countries. Once they've got that accomplished, if they can, then they can sort of button down all of Europe. Well, number one, those other countries that are going to go down, they'll go down over the next, 6 months. Maybe it'll take a year. In the meantime, they'll be trying to bolster what's left of the Eurozone. It's not going to work. And the main reason why is that they're going to have to absorb all this debt as these other countries default. And then on top of that, they're going to have to accumulate the circle of wagons, so to speak, and bail out every bank in Europe because they're all broke. Now, that alternative is monetizing and extremely inflationary, and they don't want that, but they're going to get it anyway, and that should make the wheels fly off the Eurozone. How long? Probably a year or two. Nothing happens overnight. I keep on reading, oh, the end is near. Well, I've been listening to that for years.
Well, they're saying the end is near, terrorizing everybody every week to get trillions more as they try to depress the economy while inflating, and they think those two will balance each other out. But at the same time, all they're doing is enraging the population and waking them up. And what's this new exercise of Time Magazine, Newsweek, Financial Times of London, London Independent, London Telegraph, going, yes, it's global government by the bankers, and yes, the euro's authoritarian, and yes, it's secretive, and yes, it's deceptive. And I mean, it seems like they're trying to psychologically inoculate us now. It's like a coming out of the closet of world government and selling the idea that they will fix it when everyone knows they're the ones that did it. I mean, there's got to be some point where, take Corzine. I mean, even if they told him he could do this, take now $3 billion, it was $600 million a week ago, and I told people it would go up. I mean, it might end up being the whole $6.5 million that they went bankrupt with. I mean, who knows? Now they just buy up companies, steal the assets. The looting has reached crescendo levels, Bob Chapman. I mean, it's just insane.
It's conditioning, exactly the way you put it. And that's what they're doing. We're running so far ahead of them now in informing people throughout the world. They are forced to admit what they're doing. Goldman Sachs, world government, and so on and so forth. And one of the things about Europe is that most of the people who are bankers, technocrats, politicians, bureaucrats, they're all for world government, almost exclusively. And they always hark back to the Second World War. If we have world government, we're not going to have any wars. Well, they forgot about the guys running around with the machine guns who are herding them into camps. They've gone through that before. This is just a different way of getting there. And so that's why the docility reigns in Europe, and the bankers are so powerful that they're being allowed to lead people around by the nose, and now it's conditioning time. Because we've exposed what they're doing, now they have to go on and say, well, these people are going to fix everything. And, of course, as you say, Alex, these are the people that caused the problem. Well, there's a lot of people who know that now. And I don't think this is going to fly. But that's a position in there, and they have screwed up royally in Europe. And I don't think it's by design.
Well, they'd always planned to implode things and consolidate power, so they're going with that plan. But did they not keep control of all their wolves running the hedge funds and Ponzi ops? Where did they go wrong in all this? They just got too greedy?
Too greedy. And it's this brazen arrogance that they have that nobody in the world can do what they do because they know more than anybody else about what's going on. And that's it. It's a combination of those things, and that's why they do what they do. I mean, you talk to these people. I talk to them. I never let them know who I am. You don't have that advantage. And you can learn an awful lot from people by they not knowing what your agenda is. And so I just kind of skip around the world and find important people and get them into conversations. And I get a lot of information that way.
They're not as arrogant as they used to be, though, Bob. They put on an arrogant countenance, but I wish they were still arrogant because that means they're not as aware. I don't think that they're as arrogant as they used to be, Bob.
Well, I don't very often disagree with you, Alex, but I think they're more arrogant now than they were before. And they have to put up that facade in order to think that they're the masters of the universe, and you're supposed to accept that. They're pushing the situation that they're in, and their powerful control of it as hard as possible.
Well, Bob, sure.
States, they're buried. I mean, there's no way financially they can get out unless more money is created. And that's the only way they can keep this machine going.
Sure, Bob. I mean, I know that there's a lot of arrogance, mid-level, high-level, low-level. You got TSA guys who constantly are getting caught raping people in uniform because I think the uniform means, well, I'm above the law. My administrative right is to sodomize you. I mean, I understand that that was in the news just the other day. All of this stuff is going on. I understand that. And just like Hitler in the bunker constantly in the last few months thought that, you know, he was saved and some magic thing had happened. But I don't know. I mean, I see people like Brzezinski and others raising the alarm and saying, we're in trouble. I mean, I see the White House regulations are saying we're in trouble. I mean, I do see some of their technocrats warning them. I mean, certainly that's going on.
Well, the government just came out 2 weeks ago and said, and this debt was $150 billion in June. It's now $670 billion. What is that? That is the amount of credit default swaps that have been written this year. That's the total of them. Now, what do those things do? They ensure bankers who have bought these bonds in Europe that if they go bankrupt, that those bonds will be paid for by the credit default swipe insurance, right as in New York City. Well, if they all six of them go under, first of all, the banks in New York are broke. They're running two sets of books. Secondly, and more importantly, how are they going to pay this money? They can't. Unless, of course, all of a sudden we have another TARP, and they say, well, you know, the Federal Reserve says, you know, here's $700 billion. Go fix that thing up. They may do that.
All right, Bob. I want to take a couple phone calls here for you, but just maybe do 5 minutes of overdrive so I can get to everybody that's at least holding, and I appreciate everybody holding. Briefly, U.S. warship aircraft carrier now at the coast of Syria after the Russians put a ship there. They're talking about non-military bombing, which is more Orwellian speak. We really live in Orwellville. And they met to discuss the unconfirmed crimes of the Syrian regime in Egypt, while their Western-backed military machine guns people on the street and tortures people en masse. So, I mean, it's like we're planet hypocrisy or something. It's reached absurdist levels, Bob.
Well, I think if the United States chooses with NATO to go into Syria, Russia is going to get involved. And it could be the beginning of a Third World War.
So what is Russia going to do? I mean, they've said don't cross that red line. That's a quote. I mean, what does that mean?
Well, they'll challenge aircraft coming into the country, into this no-fly zone that happened to belong to NATO. And they'll shoot them down. And incidentally, the Russian equipment of all kinds is just as good as what America's got. And their pilots are just as good. So the United States is going to pay a big price for this one, because they sent in 20 planes and they lose half of them. I don't think there's going to be a lot of happy people. And even if Russia loses half of them, they really could care less. This is a very, very important port that they've got here. It's their jumping off point for their naval operations.
It's their only Mediterranean. It's their only. It's their only Mediterranean port, and it's absolutely strategic. And Russia sees this encirclement that's going on. And, of course, China's teamed up with the globalists. Do you agree Chinese are teamed up with the globalists against Russia?
I suspect it, but I don't know it. It's something I can't firmly say yes.
Amazing. But, I mean, it just shows they just keep taking country down after country by having rebels that they have attack. And when the country tries to fight the rebels, they call them peace activists. I mean, what do you make of them openly giving Libya to al-Qaeda and admitting it? And I bring this up to good old boys. All over the country, I see signs saying, we'll never forget 9/11. So I go in a barbecue place, and they've got, you know, all this stuff festooning everywhere. And I go in, and I say, when I'm getting the barbecue, I say, hey, I see your sign. Are you concerned about al-Qaeda being given control of Libya? They're like, huh? I don't want to talk about it. I mean, they just want to act tough and, like, get upset about al-Qaeda. And I'm like, okay, well, our government's working with al-Qaeda. They don't want to hear it, though, Bob. They just want al-Qaeda to be given the basis.
Yeah, and that's true. And that's just an extension of the CIA and the U.S. government. And that will continue to go on here, there, and everywhere, so to speak. And they're going to probably push things. I don't know how quickly it'll happen in Syria. Things always take longer than, you think that they will. But I expect that because they've gone in with this new supply zone, I would think that probably 2 or 3 months they might make a move.
All right, Bob Chapman is our guest. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. We're going to take your phone calls on this segment, the next, and that's it for this broadcast. The social engineers don't want us to realize that you can't make a deal with this system. It is attacking everybody. Okay, let's go to your phone calls here. Sean in Tennessee, thanks for holding patiently. Good to hear from you worldwide. Welcome.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I talked to you back in August. I was in law enforcement for about 10 years, and I just wanted to make a couple quick points. It might help the protesters or other people when they protest to quit asking for their rights. Maybe if they put up billboards or something at their protest stating the First, Second, Fourth, Fifth Amendments on the billboard so that it's plain for the officers to see so that they cannot act in good faith and violate those laws without it being in the forefront of the media.
Well, yeah, and then they're also having elements of Occupy Wall Street that's been proven to be George Soros-controlled. And he's now admitting he's funded a bunch of the stuff in the Middle East going on to where they ban my website and things, and they ban Ron Paul stuff. So they're just as bad as the police arresting him for their First Amendment. And then they also do things like trying to occupy stores, go into private events with Ron Paul to then make everybody turn against him. See how it's designed to turn everybody against the First Amendment? It's just like they hired fake hippie groups to spit on troops getting off airplanes for photo ops in the 60s and 70s. This is a psyop. Go ahead.
Well, again, if you put the law right there in front of everybody for any camera to catch it, it takes the argument away. Everybody always argues the First Amendment or Second Amendment. Most people don't even read the Constitution. A case in point of that would be my father-in-law yesterday. I was over at his house, and I'd send him an email through Facebook about 9/11 director's cut, and I asked him if he'd even seen it, and he said, oh, that's all a bunch of crap. I said, oh, so you watched it? He said, no, I don't need to watch it. It's all a bunch of crap. But they shut the dialogue down before they even entertain the other part of the view. So, I mean, to get the information out to force the conversation is what's needed, because most people don't even want to entertain the thought.
Well, the way to approach it is you explain that it's the truth. There are criminal elements that are financing terrorist groups hey, father-in-law, you heard they've given Libya to Al-Qaeda. Let me show you a CBS News headline, Al-Qaeda flag flying over Libya. Show him that first, and then he'll be like, wow. Now, he'll do one of two things. He'll either get mad and say, I still don't care, or he'll say, wow, tell me more. But you've at least got a chance showing him something like that. I mean, that's one thing concerned Bilderberg Group this last meeting this year in Switzerland. We got from Jim Tucker is the fact that it's come out that their force on the ground is Al-Qaeda. That they do. They are scared of that Al-Qaeda works for NATO. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, yeah, just real quick. Also, I haven't seen this guy for about 3 years, but he was a DA buddy of mine. He's a real good guy, but he saw me in the store, and he didn't say, hey, how you doing, man? I haven't seen you in a while. He said, I noticed you post all that Ron Paul stuff on your Facebook, and I said, well, I like him. He's a good guy. And he said, well, somebody has to. And I said, well, he believes in freedom, the Second Amendment. He wants to bring the troops home. He wants to correct our financial issue. I said, are those not good things? He said, I believe in some of that. I'm thinking, some of that? How can you just believe in some of those things?
Well, a lot of people that work for the system have been sold that we've got to have a little tyranny to keep things going. Yeah. You know, again, you've seen the law enforcement magazines where do you torture somebody to stop a terror attack? It's all this fantasy that the video games are where now you kill cops to stop them from making a mistake and detonating the bomb. You know, it's this situational ethics. I appreciate your call. Bob Chapman, take us out to the next segment here. What's your take on what he was just saying?
Well, I think there's some validity to it. And I think law enforcement in general understands these things. You've got certain people in there, you've always had them in there, that are going to cause problems. And whether they are sent to do that or whether that's of their own making remains to be seen. And it's probably a combination of both. The exposure that is being given to the Bilderberger types, the Goldman Sachs.
Stay there. Back in 1 minute. I want to hear this. Main radio show's over. See you back Sunday, 4 to 6. 5 minutes overdrive. Internet only. Infowars.com. Stand by.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, I'm out of control today. I want to get to all your calls. I got to move quick now.
Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Man, that's a cool liner. We got to play that more. I'm going to play that this Sunday on the Sunday show, 4 to 6. All right, I want to jam in a few more calls for Bob Chapman. Bob, you were raising the exposure the Bilderberg Group and others are getting. Go ahead.
And yeah, and they're very, very disturbed about this. They can't avoid it. And we talked earlier about conditioning that, yes, this world government sort of thing is going on and we're the best people to run it. But on the other side, you've got these people talking about what they're doing, what they caused, and who's the culprit in this whole thing. And so they're having a hard time handling both sides, and they're not being successful at muting what needs to be muted for their side, so to speak. And so I think the gains that they're trying to make, they're paying for extremely painfully.
Let's talk to Mike in New Jersey. Mike, thanks for holding.
Yeah, can you hear me good?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm looking at a PDF. It says Civil Action 8500, and it was filed in the Southern District of New York. And it seems to be that it's against the UN, Ban Ki-moon, the Republic of Italy, and Berlusconi. And they're accusing them of stealing bonds worth over $1 trillion. I was wondering if you guys have heard of this, and the judge is Judge Howell, H-O-L-W-E-L.
I know there's a lot of actions going on with stolen bonds all over the world. I heard about this Italy thing a while back, Bob.
I heard it from time to time, but I don't have knowledge of what the gentleman's speaking of.
Yeah, who's bringing the civil action?
Had a lot of bogus bonds over the last number of years.
It says Neil F. Keenan. The last name is K-E-E-N-A-N. And the law firm is Bleakley, Pratt & Schmidt, LLP.
Do me a favor, email that to Show Tips. That's very interesting, sir.
Okay, I will.
Anything else?
One more thing. Have you ever heard of the Act of 1871, in which they created a corporate government for the United States Corporation?
Yes, I have. Bob Chapman?
No comment. I'm not familiar enough with it to make intelligent commentary.
They definitely operate under two different laws, and now they're removing the republic and phasing in this corporate administrative law system. There's no doubt about that. I appreciate your call. One more for Bob Chapman here, and I'm sorry to the others. I'll see you this Sunday, 4 to 6. I'll be live. Baron in Alabama, go ahead. Baron, go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. We were actually phone calls before.
So yeah, I actually can't understand you. Your speakerphone's too bad. Can you actually pick the phone up?
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so the question that I have basically, you touched on how people kind of go running from the truth when you try to confront people about things, right? So there's two types of people out there that one go running, and the other type basically have to be at whatever their pace is. Now, what I've done, you basically inspired me to start my own website, basically amplifying your message. I've emailed a couple of times. I've actually put up a couple of videos, one about how on the Brooklyn Bridge, that day that they marched, the Occupy Wall Street protest, snatched an Infowars.com sign down from in front of the live stream camera.
Yeah, and somebody said for me to come watch a video of that, and then I forgot to never point it out. But, yeah, the Occupier leadership doesn't like Ron Paul or Infowars.com. They banned us on their websites. We're almost out of time. Finish up the story.
Okay, so my basic point was that they seem to be pulling all of these stunts to basically where they're trying to slow down the awakening. And I want to know what you see coming as far as the economy, because they seem to be slowing the economy down but speeding everything else up, like the wars, the police.
No, I hear you. I'll have to talk about it Sunday. Thank you, Bob Chapman. We'll see you back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Retransmission starts now.